All right, I have no idea who does that version of that song, but Paul in the CBD store said, "Oh, I bet you got the version of Mellow Yellow, but not the Donovan version of Mellow Yellow." And yeah, of course, I don't know who does that, but it's got kazoos in it, and that's usually negates the song's coolness, but it's a thing. It's a thing. So that was. That was Mellow Yellow. I do not know who did that. Then we heard Frank Zappa doing Yellow Snow. Now it's from the single. I guess there was a single of that. So there you go with that. All right, and as promised, the third layer of your Paul and the CBD Store sandwich is Jamie Brockett. The song he wanted was Talking Green, which I know, Talking Green Beret, or he did Green. Green Beret, new super yellow hydraulic banana teeny bopper blues. One thing I got to say, though, before that, is Donovan. Mellow Yellow, he did the Rice Pop tunes. He wasn't a rocker by any stretch of the imagination. But he were Mellow Yellow, which was just a nice little pop tune. Cute little pop tune. Wear Your Love Like Heaven, really nice little pop tune. You know, there's some other stuff that he wrote, but he tried rocking out on one song called Baraba Jaggle, and it's, you could just see that was the last thing that he doesn't have rock and roll in him. He was kind of like the hippie Billy Joel of his day. And but anyhow, on Baraba Jaggle, he just goes, "That truth is molten." He tries to really like rock out. It's like, dude, you are missing it so much. You know, that's, you might as well be singing Uptown Girl. So here's Jamie Brockett talking Green Beret, new super yellow hydraulic banana teeny bopper blues. Now notice how I said that very quickly and said it correctly. You know why? Because I practiced my diction and my elocution with my 1-2-2-2-1-2-2-2-1-2-2-2-2-1s. That's my warm-up. That's my warm-up. That's my mantra. All right, here we go. Let's play this song here and see what happens. I was promised it's good. If it stinks, it's going to get there. Here it is. All right, I got some guitar.
This is a Talking Green Beret, new super yellow hydraulic banana teeny bopper blues. Dedicated to people listening to AM radio. I've been listening to my radio 20 years or so. I heard a lot of singing stars come and go. There were the Beatles, Bo Diddley, Fats Domino, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Nancy Sinatra, and a whole load of other just fantastically talented people. Now the other day it was cold and wet, and I was riding around in Daddy's Corvette, and I heard the DJ say, "You bet, here's the ballad of the Green Berets." Dug it. It had a good beat. It was easy to dance to. I gave it about a 73. Parking on in the house to watch Dick Clark, and I got there in time to hear Dick say, "Here's the ballad of the Green Beret." Nobody was dancing. Marching around the floor waving flags. Eating apple pie. Reading pictures of their mom. Kind of a North Vietnamese boogaloo. I was reading the paper the very next day, see what Spiro Agnew had to say. Said, "If you don't dig the ballad of the Green Beret, well, there's all one thing I can say, you must long-haired, dope-smoking avatar reading, living in the common, unwashed, hippie Marxist." said, "Dear Spiro, I dug it. Had a good beat. It was easy to dance to. I gave it about a 73. Same as your IQ. Asked the man there for a record contract. Said, "You gotta sing patriotic songs. Your bomber sang a blowing in the wind and we shall overcome." He said, "Hey man, those aren't patriotic. Don't you want your songs to be popular?" I said, "Sure." So lit up another cigar and said, "Well, kid, you gotta write records people can march to, you know. Nobody's gonna buy records that can't march to them." I said, "Oh yeah, what in hell were they doing in Chicago, friend?" Well, I gave up trying to be a star. Figured I'll probably never get too far. So I called my girl up today. Said I'm gonna go join the Green Beret. Be a big star. Gave me a 12-string rifle. 32 caliber auto heart. Little short fat man with stripes on his shoulder and a Girl Scout beanie on his head. Said, "Come here, boy. Teach you how to kill."
You gotta be kidding me, right? That was a waste of 5 minutes and 31 seconds. I was promised. Now you're going to request jail for a while for that one, Paul. That not only did age well, but that sounded like the Food Club version of Arlo Guthrie. That was Jamie Brockett. And there wasn't even yellow in it. I was bamboozled. And I was doing a nice Paul in the CBD store sandwich. And he comes in and slips his 5-minute turd in there. Promises me it's funny. I think I can do something like that Alice's Restaurant. Only less funny. But and show off my he's a good guitar player. Got to give him that. He's showing off his guitar playing. But, dude, poor man's Arlo Guthrie. Jamie Brockett, P.U. Thanks for wasting 5 minutes of my show. Thanks. Boy. He was a great track record, okay? I got great track records with you. And I didn't want to take that song off halfway in the middle because I thought he was going to say yellow or something like that. And no. No. But the good thing, two good things about that song. And that's it. He mentioned Screamin' Jay Hawkins and Nancy Sinatra. The rest of that was some just ancient, didn't age well turd. Spiro Agnew jokes. Who does Spiro Agnew jokes anymore? Jay Thurber. That's who does Spiro Agnew jokes. I had to really think about that for a minute. Woof. Boy. I am never going to get that 5 minutes of this radio show back. Damn it. All right. Let's cleanse our palate with something from this century. Negative Land, Yellow, Black, and Rectangular. All yellow songs, except for that last one. It was brown. RCT.
Yellow and black and
then
yellow and black and rectangular.
Rectangular, yes. And what else?
Well, yellow and black and rectangular.
Rectangular, yes. What else?
Well, doctor, it has kind of black and yellow and black and
Rectangular, yes.
It has kind of shapes inside.
Yellow, black, and shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere.
What else?
It has kind of wedge shapes inside.
Yellow, black.
Black and yellow and...
And with...
Rectangular.
Wedge shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere. Do you hear me?
There. Just lie back.
Black and...
Black and yellow with...
Everywhere, do you hear me?
There, Mrs. Black.
Well, wedge shapes.
Mrs. Wedge...
Everywhere.
There. Back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Rectangular. Black and with wedge shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere.
Just lie back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Yellow and with black shapes...
Wedge shapes inside.
Inside.
Oh, everywhere, do you hear me?
There. Back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Mrs. Yellow, back on the couch.
What does it mean? Am I losing my mind?
Just lie back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Just lie back.
Am I losing my mind?
There.
Everywhere.
Just lie back.
Do you hear me?
There, Mrs.
Everywhere, do you hear me?
There.
Do you hear me?
Mrs.
Rectangular.
Mrs. Rectangular, yes.
Am I losing my mind?
What you have been seeing everywhere you look are those yellow and black signs used to indicate a fallout shelter in buildings.
Uh-huh. So you see these signs too, Dr. Black?
Why, sure, Mrs. Rectangular.
Oh, well, I feel better already.
Through the blinds, beneath the face of Mingo T, you didn't have to go and kill me. They don't bite, they don't even like, all dressed up like a funeral in night. I'm just as numb as that old tolling man, standing on my grave so I can look up your dress. Make that orgasm look good, like the canker neath the clearasil. Ooh, so deep within you, there's something fine to kill. Box full of light, like a funeral at night, that glows from within. Roller skating through the graveyard when the nurse comes in. Can't tell the microbes from the grid lines. Can't tell the headstones from the hominids. Big lobster bib on the conqueror worm. And all that technicolor food. bright yellow women indexed through the blinds. Beneath the face of Mingo T, you didn't have to go and kill me. They don't bite, they don't even light, all dressed up like a funeral at night. I'm just as numb as that old tolling man standing on my grave so I can look up your dress. Make that orgasm look good, like the can beneath the clearasil. Ooh, so deep within you, there's something fine to kill. Box full of light, like a funeral at night, that glows from within. Roller skating through the graveyard when the nurse comes in. Can't tell the microbes from the grid lines. Can't tell the headstones from the hominids. Big lobster bib on the conqueror worm. And all that technicolor food.
You know, everybody's familiar with the tune of Tie Yellow Ribbon as done by Tony Orlando and Don. We'd like to give you my version of how my father would have sang this to my mother, which my parents were both Italian. I'm a coming home and I'm a morte di fame, and I hope you make my favorite mulinjame. Now even the food that she's no on the table, when I come home from work if I eat, then I'm gonna slap your face one time. I'm gonna knock you off your feet, and I warn you, and I told you please, come on, put the macaroni on the table for me. I've been working like a big jackass since a 2:45. Now if the food she's on the table, when I come home from work if you eat, I'm gonna kick you in your ass, cause I don't take no sass, cause I broke your face in two. If the food she's not on the table, palamadone, too bad for you. Now the second chorus. Well, I told you once, I told you twice. When I come home from work, I wonder you treat me nice. My Coca-Cola, she's a hanging katsu, and I need some love from you. And all you wanted to do is stuff your face with a pasta fazool. And I warned you, and I told you, please. You put the macaroni on the table for me. I've been working like a big jackass since 2:45. Now if the food is she's not on the table, when I come home from work if you eat, I'm gonna kick you in your pants, and I'm not gonna make no sense, cause I broke your nose in a two. If the food is she's not on the table, palla madonna, too bad for you. Ra 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 ra. Now my belly, she's a full an hour, and I know just what to do. I used to make a love every night to my wife and tell the whole world, taco bafango. Thank you very much.
He's coming home, he's done his time. Now I've got to look into heart of mine. I thought that I'd forgotten those sweet tender years we knew, but as I read his letter now, my heart is torn in two, wanting him, wanting you. Should I tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree? He's been gone so long, you've been so good. You're the nicest guy I know, but please leave me now, I've got to be alone. I've got to search my memories to feel his lips on mine. Oh, yes, I know you love me, and I might love you in time, but I just can't make up my mind. Should I tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree? You've been good to the kids, you've been so good to me. But we vowed our love forever by the old oak tree. So try if you can to understand, something's pulling me. Now, it takes a lot of time, you see, to find 100 yellow ribbons for the old oak tree. He's coming home, he's coming home.
There's the answer song to tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. How that song ever was. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Someone calling. Uh-oh. I'll get that later. Yeah, so that's a dark time in music when that was like number one. Tony Orlando and Don. But that was Kelly Don doing a tie a yellow ribbon. And before that, Phil Palumbo doing his Italian version of tie a yellow ribbon. Now, I actually had Phil on my show when he was alive. It'd be interesting to have him on a show now he's dead. But this was he was from Akron, Ohio. He was pretty much the Louis Prima of Akron. I guess it was like Akron. He'd go to Las Vegas, go to Akron, go to Las Vegas. And he was really a funny guy. One of the most inappropriate people I've ever had on a radio show. This was probably in the early 90s. In Ohio, I had him on the show, he was trying to, he was gassy that day. He was an older gentleman, and he was quite gassy. I think it must have been, the guy probably had, it was pasta intolerant. Italian dude that's pasta intolerant. And so needless to say, it was closed quarters when he was in the show with me. And, no matter how charming he was, man, it smelled like rancid peanut butter. You know, you get, it's like, those really bad ones, you know? And the sad thing was, I think he enjoyed it, you know? Because he was like one of those people who like the smell of his own farts. Some of my listeners are probably out there too like that. I don't know. But, you know, it was one of these things where he was getting a gas out of that. And it was rather unpleasant on my end. He brought his female singer in. What was her name? Peggy, something like that. But he had a really, really nice female singer who put up with a lot of stuff. But the guy's show was hilarious. It was kind of like, almost like Louis Prima meets Phil Harris. And you throw a little bit of the other dude, Louis Prima and Phil Harris, those two guys, kind of like that. But yeah, Phil Palumbo. I found that record. He didn't even bring that record to me. I found that record for like a dime in the Akron Goodwill, because he would put out his own records. The guy should have. I mean, he's a good player. He had a lot of fun, but I think his gastritis might have lost him a lot of record deals. You know, he went into RCA and he's cutting up a storm, and the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. But not him. What do we got next here? We got a mashup for you. A yellow mashup. Because today's all yellow. Today's all songs yellow. So, we heard Fried Yellow Women by Reverend Fred Lane from his great album. Just came out a couple years ago called Ice Pick to the Moon. And I'd like to thank Lombo for hooking me up with that. So if Lombo's listening, That's a great record. We heard Yellow Woman by Fat White Family and Yellow, Black, and Rectangular by Negative Land. And then I forget. It's all a blur what I played before. All a mad blur. Yeah. So this is called That's All Yellow. It's the Beatles mashed up with Genesis. You listen to Zombo right here in your brain. I will not be on next week because it's the buggy race thing. And then the following week, I'll be on vacation. And I'll probably play a deep archive show. So you'll actually hear what I'll try and like line it up where it was like 13 years ago from that day. So it's kind of neat. That's kind of because the Zombo Deep Archive, you can hear Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on this station. But let's just do the smash up thing.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life.
Sweep Nat Ganella off the charts. We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. Wait a minute, I think the Beatles did this. I could do it better. Trouble is, they outnumber me. There must be an answer from the middle-aged group. I've got it. If you can't eat them, join them. Ooh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah. We don't live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, I'm a yellow submarine. We don't live in a yellow submarine, we live in a purple airplane. Airplane, airplane, we live in a pineapple plane.
Fab, fab, yeah, yeah.
I only live in a purple airplane. A purple airplane, not a yellow submarine. I only live in a purple airplane, not in a yellow submarine. Not in a turquoise bus, or a lemon-flavored tram, or a mauve chimney, no. Only in that purple airplane.
Yeah, fam, fam.
I've got nothing against yellow, rent-controlled submarines. But preferably, I'd rather have a semi-detached purple aeroplane. Purple line, aeroplane, at a merry little aeroplane. I'll happily be mad in yellow submarine. Move over, chaps. Yellow submarine, yellow sub. I'm going to live with these four chaps in the submarine because they seem to be loaded with dough. Oh. Oh.
God. Oh, dear.
When are you going to come home? When are you going to land? Should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my old man. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open his boys to young to be singing the blues. Feet again. Maybe you'll find a replacement. There's plenty like me to be found. Mongrels who ain't got a penny, howling for handouts from you on the ground.
Freedom. just a little fly away in the sky away. Pick a coming soon, pick from night till noon. Black and yellow you like banana too. He might pick you someday.
Just in case the earth should fall, if you
All right, that was Phil Lynott, the guy from Thin Lizzy. Yeah, man, that dude was something. That was Yellow Pearl by Phil Lynott. Before that, Mellow Number from the Blues Magoos. I expected something a little more upbeat, but that was Yellow Rose. We heard the Music Machine, that band from the 60s that did Talk Talk. That was a nice tune. That was Double Yellow Line. And before that, we heard, that was a nice long set, the Monks. That's right. Doing Yellow Grass from their demos, so instrumental number. The Move did Yellow Rainbow. The Souvenirs, nicely done. Yellow Bird with Surfing Bird. And we started with Mary's Danish, a nice bit of 90s for you, for Yellow, with Yellow Creep Around. We heard Peter Stampfl. Always nice to wake you guys up with Peter Stampfl. His version of Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. And everything started off with Spike Milligan and Peter Sellers doing their version of Yellow Submarine. There you go. So it's all yellow today, if you haven't figured it out. Celebrating the color yellow. Why? Because we're kind of halfway through the crayon box. Basically, what happened, 120 years ago, Crayola crayons came out with the first eight colors and crayons. And, you know, for lack of better theme, I started with green just because St. Patrick's Day and had no idea what I was going to do after that. Then I just happened to see that, you know, Crayola crayons, 120 years. And I said, oh, let's do all eight crayons and then melt them all together and do gray. But I will not be on next week. I will be on I won't be on the week after that either. Next 2 weeks, I'm off. Buggy is next week. And the week after that, on vacation, I'll probably play a deep archive show. So that'll be fun. You'll get to hear what it's like because not too many people are going to stay up on a Wednesday till 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. and listen to see what the show was like 13 years ago. That's Zombo's Deep Archive. So, yeah. Oh, so we got an hour to go, man. And let me see what we got here. Something with a bunch of ones and twos in it. Hey, do you know that 17 million people will acquire or require a dog or a cat within the next year? That is a very nice thing. But there are still 2.7 million. But see, this is from 2013. This PSA is 10 years old. This PSA is 10 years old. So it could be different numbers now. We could be giving you all wrong facts. Yeah, we are giving that. And you know, 10 years, a lot can change. You know, 2.7 million pets in the shelter. There could be like 207. Or there could be 15 billion pets living. It could be anything. Wow, how old are these? 2005. We got one from 2005. We got one. Here, let's just try this one from... Oh, here we got a real old one. Is your Model T not working right? Well, maybe you should call your Model T repairman. That's right. Call your local Ford Model T repairman to repair your Model T. And remember, friends, those horseless carriages aren't scary. They're a good thing. Don't let them frighten your horses. Public service announcement from WRCT and old Jeb, the fry cook, down at the old campfire. Yeah, let's play some of these. Some of these real old ones. Has your chariot safely procured with a child seat? Make sure your child seat fits snugly into your chariot. When you're riding your chariot around, make sure your child seat is installed correctly. Henceforth, he will fly out of the chariot and be trampled by the horses, and then only centuries later be ran over by a Model T. This public service announcement brought to you, make sure that your kids, how about this? Oh yeah, here's another good one. You know, so many people need vaccines at a low cost. But what are vaccines? I don't know. We haven't invented them yet. That's why leeches are their best value for medical care. Remember, friends, leeches, they're not just for breakfast anymore. Another public service brought to you from the antiquated archives of WRCT. Whew. See, I had to go back in. These ones were written in Roman numerals. That's how old some of this stuff is. Man, I can't. Why can't we get new PSAs? Why can't we have nice things here? You know, the sad thing is, these PSAs are so old that I'm giving you those numbers to call 1-222-1222 for poison control, and it's probably now a law firm, you know? Call 1-222-1222 for, you know, Weisberg and Weisberg. The wise guys. Speaking of these, ever see, how did they let these aliens... on billboards. You see the twins, the twin lawyers? Those dudes are not from this planet. And then they try and grow beards so they could kind of fit in with the rest of society. There's something real wrong with that DNA. You know, they probably show up at the court, You know, why they win so many cases is they probably use that telepathy and go, yeah, my client is not guilty. And the judge has no point, but the, you know, no cause. But he goes, oh, so the client's not guilty. Yes. Yes, he is. Oh, okay, not guilty. That's how they win all their cases. You know? The alien lawyers. They hypnotize the judge. And that's why you get off scot-free all the time. That's how that works. Now it makes sense to me. And everybody knows, you know, Edgar Schneider. I mean, that dude's like modern-day Nosferatu. That guy's like 1,000 years old. He's got to be 1,000. You know, I've been around this town a while, and that guy has not aged a day since the 1980s. So it just goes to show you, if you want either, you can either, then that's the great thing about Pittsburgh. You can get aliens or an ageless vampire as your legal representation. Only in this here town. Ain't that something? That certainly is something. And make sure to fasten your kid in your chariot. All right, so here we go. Ah, back to the yellow stuff. It is noon o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? It's right here. WRCT Zombo right in it. I love this tune. Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan. Yellow Bellied Sapsucker. Continuing. Yellow.
Well, you can take all your lovebirds, stick them in a tree, and they'll look just like a lot of bullfinches to me. Now don't come on with them lovey-dovey words. Baby, that's strictly for the birds. You made me feel like a yellow-bellied sapsucker singing in a eucalyptus tree. And now I feel like a sap since you made a sucker out of me. Whoa, whoa, you made me feel like a wheel, like a real big deal, then cut. The door to your heart slammed shut. You made me feel like a you-know-what. Well, now I feel like a red-headed woodpecker pecking at a cast-iron tree. Just a-hopping and a-packing and a-banging my brains out. Nothing but misery. You made me feel like a yellow-bellied sapsucker singing in a eucalyptus tree. And now I feel like a sap since you made a sucker out of me. Whoa, whoa. You made me feel like a wheel, like a real big deal, then cut. The door to your heart slammed shut. You made me feel like a you-know-what. Like a yellow-bellied sapsucker singing in a eucalyptus tree. And now I feel like a sap since you made a sucker out of me. Whoa, whoa. You made me feel like a wheel, like a real big deal, then cut. The door to your heart slammed shut. You made me feel like a you-know-what.
Let me startle you. I'm just doing the rebel yell here to kind of kick things off. You know what I mean? There's a yellow rose in Texas that I am gonna see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, pardon me. That's just a shade loud on the snare drum.
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas Avenue. Her eyes are bright as diamonds. They sparkle like the dew.
Now you covered up, sparkle like the dew. One of the loveliest parts in the whole Texas is the only girl for me. You covered up the piccolos there with a Rio Grande. With a Rio. Where? What? See, my feeling is that while I love a good snare, drum. I feel that volume-wise, it's just a little bit too much what you're doing there. See? See? See what I mean? Now you try and hold it down, will you? Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Where the Rio Grande, appreciate it. Where the Rio Grande is flowing and starry sky, that's better. She walks along the river on the quiet. Oh, that's so much better. I know that she remembers when we parted long ago. You know that there's just a world of difference. Mercy.
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds. They sparkle like you.
See, now you're slipping back in your old habits again. Why do you do that? Why do you?
Texas is the only girl for me.
I love a good snare drum, but you know. People, let's go back there. The snare drummer covered up the tra-la-las. We just do it again. Smart Aleck. You see how lovely that turned out? Now that's a darling part. Okay, banjo. Yuck, dugga, dugga, dugga. That's pretty, that's pretty. Oh, now I'm going to that's pretty. For my heart is full of woe. We'll do the things together we did so long ago. We'll play the banjo gaily. She'll love me like before. Excuse me, you ain't any kin to the snare drummer, are you?
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew.
Why do you do that? Why do you burst out like that? Irritates me. That irritates me. That irritates me, that's all. But the yellow rose of Texas. Hold on! Hold on! Hold on! You smart aleck Yankee drummer, you. You can cover up yelling, you can cover up rose, buddy, buddy, but don't you cover up Texas, or I'll stick your head.